Kurt Pauling is an attorney with Wisconsin Calls, a coalition of local exchange providers including TDS Telecom, MCI WorldCom, AT&T, and several others. The providers are challenging SBC to offer local service. Pauling says the ruling will force SBC and other regional Bell companies to open their networks to competitors, thereby lowering rates for consumers.
The regional Bells have to buck up and compete. The days in which they can rely on incumbent monopoly rents are over. They have to roll up their sleeves and say, we're in a new ball game and now we're going to compete. That's what the 96 Telecom Act was all about.
Mike Flaherty of SBC contends that the ruling will ultimately hurt consumers because SBC is being forced to lease portions of its network to competitors at prices that don't even cover operating costs. In addition, he says the current environment creates no incentive for SBC to invest further in its infrastructure.
What we're arguing against is companies like AT&T who say, hey, we have to have this if we're going to invest. But they come in and they enjoy these deep, deep discounts. They invest nothing and they have no plans to invest anything. If this continues, nobody will be investing in the system. AT&T certainly has no incentive to invest, or MCI WorldCom. And we don't have the ability to invest.
At this time, SBC has no formal plans to challenge the FCC ruling in court, though Wisconsin Calls expects regional Bells to bring the matter before a judge in the near future. John Wanamaker, Wisconsin Public Radio.